Speaking to employees of Glycophy, a vaccine maker based in Lebanon, Kelly Ayotte said intelligence briefings leave no doubt Syrian President Bashar al-Assad used chemical weapons, but she also said she's concerned the military action outlined by President Obama won't do enough to weaken the regime of the Syrian president.
Particularly whether, if we take the limited strikes that the president is proposing, whether we will really have that impact of how we would define in preventing him from further using chemical weapons and, frankly, degrading what the Assad regime and the atrocities that they're committing.
Ayotte says she'll receive further briefings on Syria early next week. New Hampshire's other U.S. Senator, Democrat Jeanne Shaheen, has already voted to support the president's resolution as a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Shaheen said the resolution is an appropriate response to Assad's weapons violations and will send a signal to his regime and to countries like Iran and North Korea that the U.S. won't tolerate the use of weapons of mass destruction. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.